Oh, I like, she's my favorite so far.
Donna Noble.
Donna Noble. Yeah, she's my favorite companion so far.
Okay, unmute. Just that wedding, that one episode, her first appearance, she still pisses me off.
Oh, yeah.
How does it sound now?
Sounds good.
Same?
Why do you hate Donna?
Yeah, pretty much the same.
She's super annoying and bossy. It's great. She has a personality. Rose just constantly got kidnapped.
Yeah.
Or almost killed.
I liked Martha because she was helpful.
Martha was good. I mean, she was better than Rose, but her whole,
I love the doctor.
No, not even that. She was like, oh, I'm such a replacement for Rose. Like,
oh,
I would have felt like she was a replacement if she wouldn't have felt like that. Like, it was a good character arc to stop us from feeling like she was a replacement because she felt that way. But it's still, you know, it's not a character arc I want to see. Like, it's neat that they did it, but it doesn't endear me to her, like,
I also like
super annoying.
I also liked a lot of what happened during Martha's arc, like Shakespeare. That was a fun episode.
Shakespeare. That was a great episode. Oh, I loved that one.
The best episodes are the ones that have as little Doctor Who in them as possible, though.
I did jump ahead in the... Or I don't even know if I jumped ahead or not, if it was... No, I think it was Rose's episode. It was the one where... The guy joins, like, the support group.
Yes, that's, like, one of my favorite episodes. Because the Doctor, he's a living, breathing Deus Ex Machina, right?
Yeah.
Like, we can all agree on that. And Deus Ex Machina...
Let me come in and fix everything.
Yeah, they're supposed to come in at the end of a story and fix everything. And that's exactly what he does in those stories.
Pretty much.
Where it's like, okay, you're following the Deus Ex Machina around. And it's like, oh, we know he's going to fix everything. We can see him, like, not fixing things because, you know, he doesn't feel like it yet. And then he fixes things. You're like, ah, okay. Some random characters died. Don't care. But when he just comes in at the end, it's like, yeah, the Doctor. And these people couldn't do it without him, but they tried. And they failed. But that's okay, because they're just people.
Yeah.
Well, in the most recent episode, Doctor tried and failed.
He fails constantly, but it's not like that big a deal.
It's not that he failed. It's like he got it about like 85-95% of the way.
Yeah, he did all the legwork.
Yeah.
And then...
And it's like, oh, look, here's the thing that was just like waiting for it to happen. It's like the weapon that you see in any movie where you know that weapon's going to come back or that thing's going to come back and it has to occur in the movie again somewhere, somehow.
Yeah.
It's like once you see a weapon in a story or anything like that or any sort of like precious object at the beginning, obviously that's the... catalyst that will fix everything at the end. It's like,
yeah,
oh, Chekhov's okay.
Gun.
Basically.
You're just like, this isn't important. Wink.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that giant laser gun sitting there? Well, I don't know. We'll figure it out later.
It doesn't
the
mean anything.
Peaceful.
Oh, it
don't worry.
Everything. Though, did you also see the new Adventure Time?
No.
Oh, what? I'm behind like one episode.
I think I'm behind one or two.
I saw
right
the important
now.
One. I saw Marcy and Simon.
Yep, that one was good. This one I think maybe just an episode after that at this point.
Yeah.
And it's they mess with the design a little bit, like it's CGI for the first half of the new one.
Oh.
Okay.
And so Emily and I had a big debate about how I liked it, and she didn't like how they messed with the format.
Ah, huh.
But I heard a buzzer, so...
Oh, cool.
Be back.
Yeah.
And I made sure to finish Walking Dead and the last episode of Game of Thrones before I came here tonight. Just in case.
Yeah, I'm a bit behind on Walking Dead right now. Like, way behind, actually. I kind of lost my taste for it for a little while. I don't know why. It just sort of...
It's apocalypse, man. It's depressing.
It is. That's true. That's very true.
And the black characters don't matter so much. Which is a little sad.
Yeah. About that. So I'm... They're still on the farm place.
Oh,
and they just
season two.
Yeah, they just found out about the bad thing that has been happening at the farm.
That's really early season. That's not even at the mid-season break.
Yeah. Yep. So. That's about right.
Or just look really, really awkward.
So, hey, Katie Best.
Hi. Katie Best.
We decided to hit record, so it just kind of flow into this thing.
All right.
Boop. But yes, like they use.
Drop a beverage first. Sorry.
Yes, at this point, there's not a big selection, but the kayak. What's it? I can't pronounce it. Kolsch. The thing with the umlaut on it, right by the water, is pretty good. It's a Duluth beer.
Oh, how light is it or dark is it?
I'd call it a medium. Healthy medium. Worth a try.
Middling.
I have an opener over here.
Thank you.
At least I think I do. Yes, I do.
It's the look. It's from Duluth. It can't go bad.
Right?
Oh. Merci.
Boku.
Hadoku. Sudoku.
Katie Best is getting settled in.
I am.
She was making the Zora King noise.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Boing.
Boing. Wow. Best cutscene ever.
Wow.
I can't believe that you brought that back. Oh, my gosh. He's just...
He's still moving.
Unskippable cutscene of him just... wriggling slightly to the side for like...
I'll take that cutscene twice over hitting A on the owl any day of the week.
Oh, fuck that owl. Ugh.
Hi, folks.
Hello.
Did you play Zelda Ocarina?
No, of course not. Why would I have played that? I like owls, though, so I was going to jump in there.
Yeah, owls are cool.
Owls are awesome.
Except for
that
one.
I was making an owl.
No, he was helpful. He was also just kind of a dick.
Yeah.
He could turn his head completely upside down and he still had a face.
Yeah, I wasn't sure which way was the face for a while.
Yeah.
But he was better than the flying pineapple.
Flying pineapple. Oh, yes, with
Young
the
Link.
Razor blade thing.
Yeah, it's every time I ran into the owl, shortly thereafter, I'd take the wrong turn and then there'd be the flying pineapple.
Those were cool. It was like, oh, fighting enemies, fighting enemies. This is the landscape attacking you now.
Yeah.
You just gotta kill the nub, hit the nub underneath it, and then they go down.
Yeah.
When it goes down, does it go into pineapple slices?
That would have been cooler.
They were trees, yeah. They weren't pineapples.
Well, they were.
It looked like a pineapple. It was an orange and yellow pineapple.
I mean, I knew what you meant when you said pineapples, but I never thought of them as pineapples. When I thought
in my
them.
Head, they slice into pieces. Because I'm picturing like... just
a literal
straight up,
pineapple,
a literal
like,
pineapple flying through the air because so somebody threw it.
I guess maybe
and
it'd
when
be
it
like
crashes,
upside down and the leaves are the blades or something.
I was thinking
I lost it. I don't know.
The leaves are the tail, kind of the rudder.
But I'm trying to figure out the nub.
It's more torpedo shaped.
I guess.
With a blunt.
I don't know.
Front
I'm not
object.
Sure.
I don't
not sure
know.
About that actually.
So, owls and pineapple.
Owls and pineapples. The Walking Dead.
What? I missed it.
We were talking about The Walking Dead while you were letting Katie in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. I said before I came here, I made sure that I finished Walking Dead and Game of Thrones. So,
getting caught up.
Wouldn't get spoiled.
I am not caught up on Game of Thrones, so no spoilers.
Yeah, I've seen season... like, Emily dragged me through season one, and like, they're... this theory I push toward everyone is I want to take the DVDs or the Blu-rays or whatever from each season and then just chop out a lot of it and just have like individual storylines and watch just that storyline straight through. Cause I could watch the Dinklage storyline straight through.
That
it's
would
like,
be
wow,
awesome.
This is fun. Or the one with the little girl whose name escapes me.
Arya.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd watch that one straight through. And then there's like the bullshit ones that I don't care about. Like,
Joel's Daenerys. Theory is that, he gets attached to the people he hates the worst because all of the characters that he really likes die. So he figures if he gets attached to the ones that he doesn't like, maybe they won't die, but sometimes that fails as well.
None of my favorites have died yet.
In Game of Thrones, no one is safe. No one is safe from being killed.
Yeah. I mean, originally, Eric was telling me that they literally can't kill people off fast enough, and I didn't really believe him, and then I started watching it, and I was like, oh, no, that's true.
I don't know. I was, like, everybody told me that, oh, my God, everybody die. If you like this character, they die. And, I mean, yeah, they killed off a lot more characters than normal, and I was, like, surprised to see that. But it wasn't as bad as I was told it was.
Or was it that you were expecting worse?
Right, yeah.
So then you were happily surprised when it wasn't.
I was just... Well,
happily, I didn't care.
I saw the very first episode, and I was like... Because everybody tells me, you know, all your characters die. I assume Bran died. Like, I was like, holy shit, this is really pulling no punches. And then he's alive, and then the next episode, I'm like, oh, okay.
Fuck well, this.
That's bullshit.
Why didn't he die yet?
I know. I was like, oh, he's supposed to be dead.
Now, which seasons are on Netflix?
None.
I checked.
Yeah. No, he was just making sure that he was up to date on TV shows. He wasn't speaking streaming specifically, because yes, Walking Dead is available, but Game of Thrones
Walking
Dead's won't
only
be.
Like season 2 on Netflix or
something. Yeah, well,
it's terrible.
I think there are 3
only
seasons.
But at,
no,
even
that,
still
I think there's only 2 seasons on Walking Dead on Netflix.
Because I didn't see any new episodes. No.
Yeah.
Well, you can do it the old school way. You can do the old school Netflix way and get the DVDs still of Game of Thrones. I know because that's how we watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or but you can just borrow it from
I can't remember
Connor has
what's...
everything.
Yeah, but you guys have been borrowing it. So every time I went, Game of Thrones, and it was like, nope.
Well, that's because I can only take so much of that at a time, and I wanted to get back into Doctor Who, but Emily kept forcing me to watch Game of Thrones, and I said, no, Doctor Who. She said, no, Game of Thrones.
Like, you know, if it was a big deal, I probably would have pushed it earlier than now.
Hmm. Yeah, ditto.
Yeah.
If I cared.
If we actually had time to watch TV shows together.
So you would like Game of Thrones more if it didn't ADD around so much.
No,
it's
5 lines
always.
If
follow one guy, follow the other guy.
Like, I think it'd be okay. There was something else that we were discussing where we wanted to have creative control over viewpoints. I'm trying to remember what that was. It was something where they're like, we wanted to have a mess of viewpoints and then almost have like an interactive thing online where you could like take it from one person's viewpoint and then another person's viewpoint and just rearrange it. Where what I would want is having all the stories running concurrently, and I'd mute all the channels except for Peter Dinklage, Arya, and I think that might be it, actually. Fuck everybody else.
What about Jon Snow?
Fucking emo kid. I hate him.
You don't like Jon Snow? Aww. Okay, no. You don't like Samwell Tarly?
No, I do like Fatty Fat Fat
yeah,
Fat.
Yeah. See, that's...
He's
the Sam to the Jon's Frodo. Although Jon's a little more Aragorn than
Frodo. I mean, it's nice to have his thing. I would say his would be like... Dinklage is around the 10... Snow's 5, everyone else is like -13. Fuck everybody else. I don't care about the war and all that shit. I just want to see the funny shit that the little guy's doing and the little girl turn out to be a badass. The end.
And Hot Pie.
That's my show.
Make hot pies.
And they all lived happily.
Stably ever after. What was that? It's bugging me now. There was something out there where we wanted to like direct it and... I don't remember, but it was something. Somewhere, sometime.
Would it have been a movie or a TV show?
Or it might have even been a music video.
Maybe.
A music video.
Was it Red Hot Chili Peppers? That kind of jumped into my mind all of a sudden when we... I don't know. Whatever.
No, I don't think so.
Whatever.
It'll come to you at like 3 in the morning sometime.
Oh,